Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are moving in on the November midterms, and you wonder what economic policies might follow that could impact us as we try and deal with inflation and everything else, the stock market and whatnot. And our CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is on the line with us this morning. Things could change, right?
Sure. I mean, I think the real issue that everyone is confronting is that amid high inflation, how are people going to be feeling about their economic situation? And what we have now learned over the course of many years is that this idea of like, hey, what is, you know, middle class, this, like, it's evolved. What is the middle class? Who falls into the middle class? And how the people who fall into that middle class are doing? So, you know, the median household income in the United States is about $67,500. But Pew Research says, really, we should create a range for middle class. It's more like $50,000 to $150,000. Because obviously, if you live in New York and you make $67,000, you don't feel middle class. And if you made $150,000 here in New York area, it's a real good living, but it still shuts you out of a lot of housing markets. So I think that a lot of folks are feeling the pressure, whether it comes to energy, whether it comes to food, and certainly when it comes to housing.
And we know inflation tends to kick politicians out the door if they happen to be the ones in power when the inflation is hitting, and the inflation is hitting. Do you see any signs of that changing over the next couple of months?
Well, I think that a weird thing that has happened is that people do feel better about inflation simply because gas prices have come down, right? And you know, if you think about it, if you see a 20-cent drop over the course of a month, you forget about the fact that gas is up 50 cents from a year ago. But if we keep seeing gas prices come down, I think that does really help a lot of people. The food index is also incredibly important. So until we see the food stuff start to come down, I think many people are going to feel a little bit unnerved come election time. That said, weirdly, I know this is coming from a person who follows economics and personal finance, we do find that a lot of people do not actually vote their pocketbook in best interest. They just don't. So there are a lot of feelings that go into what constitutes a vote for one side versus another.
How about pay? Any hopeful data there that at least people are getting raises to keep up with all of this?
Well, people are definitely getting raises, but it's not keeping pace with inflation. No, you know, we are not seeing, and remember, inflation up by more than 8% from a year ago. And when we look at wages, they're up strong, but, you know, 5% is less than 8%. Here's math for you, gang. And that differential is putting a lot of households under pressure. And of course, we talked about this before, but during COVID, Americans were actually able to save a lot more money than they had at pretty much any time in the last 10 years. So what helped in the beginning of this inflationary spiral was that excess savings. But a lot of people are spending those savings down. And I think that's really where we're going to see the rubber meeting the road, in that if you don't have savings to rely on, if your wages are not keeping pace with inflation, you must make very difficult choices. And I think that big retailers are fearing that a lot of those choices are going to play out amid the holiday shopping season, that people are going to say, I got to heat my house, so I can't go crazy when it comes to my holiday shopping.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Thanks, Jill.
Great to be with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.